The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Ρίτσαρντ Ρόουτζερς, Καρουσέλ, μέρος πρώτο, 1965. Thank you. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart και Lorenzo da Ponte, Giuseppe Verdi και Francesco Maria Piave, Vincenzo Bellini και Felice Romani, Giacomo Puccini και Luigi Illica, Andrew Lloyd Webber και Tim Rice. Η ιστορία του μουσικού θεάτρου είναι γεμάτη από επιτυχημένα δίδυμα συνθετών και στιχουργών. Ένα από τα πιο πετυχημένα, Rodgers and Hammerstein. Τι θα μπορούσε άραγε να ακολουθήσει, αν όχι να ξεπεράσει την επιτυχία της Oklahoma, του πρώτου τους αριστουργήματος. Οι ίδιοι σίγουρα δεν φαντάζονταν άλλα 5 αριστουργήματα, το Καρουσέλ, το South Pacific, ο Βασιλιάς και εγώ, η Μελωδία της Ευτυχίας και η Σταχτοπούτα, αλλά και ποιος να τους το έλεγε τότε. Κυρίως, ποιος να τους έλεγε ότι πολύ αργότερα ο Richard Rodgers θα ομολογούσε σε μια συνέντευξή του ότι η πιο αγαπημένη του μουσική ήταν αυτή που έγραψε για το Καρουσέλ. You are quieter and deeper than a well, and you never tell me nothing. There's nothing that I care to choose to tell. You've been acting most peculiar. Every morning you're awake ahead of me, always sitting by the window. I like to watch the river meet the sea. When we work in the mill, weaving at the loom, you gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time your shuttle gets twisted with the threads till you can't tell the warp from the woof. Tain't so, you're a queer one, Julie Jordan. You won't ever tell a body what you think. You're as tight-lipped as an oyster and as silent as an old Sahara spink. Spinks, huh? Spinks, huh-uh, spink. You spell it with an X. That's only when there's more than one. Oh, Julie, I've been busting to tell you something lately. You have? Reason I didn't care to tell you before was 'cause you didn't have a feller of your own. Now you got one, I can tell you about mine. Oh, I'm glad you got a feller, Carrie. What's his name? His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect bow, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottom boat that he can't seem to lose a smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of the room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pipperidge, I'd like it fine if I could be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipperidge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of my life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze. For all it can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees. The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go.
Tell me something. Ain't you scared of me?
I ain't scared.
That your name? Julie? Julie something?
Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I care to choose to stay. Couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. But if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you ever had a fella you'd give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a fella at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a fella you went walking with.
Yes.
Where'd you walk?
Special I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No. Never loved no one. I told you that.
You're a funny kid. You want to go into town and dance, maybe?
Oh, or... no. I have to be careful.
Of what?
My character. You see, I'm never going to marry. I'm never going to marry. If I was going to marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never going to marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry you.
You?
Oh, that scares you, don't it? You're thinking of what that cop said.
No, I ain't. I don't pay no mind to what he said.
But you wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Oh, yes, I would. If I loved you, it wouldn't make any difference what you... Even if I died for it.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me? Or how you'd feel or anything?
I don't know how I know. Just the same, I know how I... How would it be if I loved you? When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle would tangle in the thread, and the warp would get mixed with the woof. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say, I loved you.
Well, anyway, you don't love me. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes. I can smell them. Can you?
What?
The blossoms. The wind brings them down.
Ain't much wind tonight. Hardly any.
You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hitting the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two heads are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone to help me. I got it figured out for myself. We ain't important. What are we? A couple of specks of nothing. Look up there.
There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky, and the sky's so big the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count at all.
You're a funny kid. Don't ever remember meet another girl like you. You! Are you trying to get me to marry you?
Oh, no.
Well, then what's put it into my head? Yeah, you're different, all right. Can't think what it is. You look up at me with that little kid face, like you trusted me. I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie if I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. In an easy way, round in circles I'd go, longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me. Off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never to know how I loved you. If I loved you.
Give it to him good, Carrie. Give it to him good.
Get away, you no-account nothings, with your silly jokes and prattle. If you packed all your brains in a butterfly's head, they'd still have room to rattle.
Give it to them good, Carrie, give it to them good. Tell them something that'll alarm them.
Get away your roustabout riffraff with your bellies full of grog. If you packed all your brains in a pollywog's head, he'd never even grow to be a frog.
No, pollywog would never be a frog. That'll alarm them. Darn them.
Now just a minute, ladies, you've got no call to fret. We only asked politely if you was ready yet. We'd kinda like this clam bake to get an early start, and wanted fur to tell ya we went and done our part.
Look at them clams,
been digging them since sana.
Look at them clams,
all ready for the ball.
They've been digging clams since 5 this morning. First clam bake of the year, they're always like this. It's like unlocking a door, and all the crazy notions they kept shut up for the winter come whooping out into the sunshine. This year's just like every other. March went out like a lion, whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along came pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of Doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
But it's coming, my gum, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
June is busting out all over, all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill.
June is busting out all over.
The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hogging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June, 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 just because it's June, June, June.
Busting out with sap.
Love has found my brother Junior,
and my sister's even loonier,
and my ma is getting kittenish with pap.
June is busting out all over.
Two ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because the captains hanker for a comfort they can all you get in port.
Because it's June, 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 just because it's June, June, June.
June makes the bay look bright and new, sails gleaming white on sunlit blue.
June is busting out all over, the ocean is full of jacks and jills, with her tail a swishing, every lady fish is wishing that a male would come and grab her by the gills.
June is busting out all over.
The sheep aren't sleeping anymore. All the rams that chase the ewe sheep are determined there'll be new sheep, and the ewe sheep aren't even keeping school.
On account it's June, 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 just because it's.
I can hardly wait for the wedding.
Me neither.
When you walk down the aisle, all the heads will turn. What a rustle of bonnets there'll be.
in with the hum of bees. The birds will make a racket in the church or trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go. And both of us will look a little dreamy-eyed, a drive into a cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow.
You and Mr. Snow.
He'll carry me cross the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say kinda sweet, "Well, Mr. Snow, here I am."
Then I'll kiss her so she'll know,
"Mr. Snow!
Mr. Snow!"
that everything'll be as right can be, a living in a cottage by the sea with me, where the salty breezes blow. Miss Pipperidge, and I aim to make Miss Pipperidge change her name to Miss Ozzynok Snow.
A man's got to make plans for his life, and then he's got to stick to them.
Your plans are turning out fine, ain't they, Enoch?
All according to schedule, so far. I own a little house, and I sail a little boat, and the fish I catch, I sell. And in a manner of speaking, I'm doing very well. I love a little girl, and she's in love with me, and soon she'll be my bride. And in a manner of speaking, I should be satisfied.
Well, ain't you?
If I told you my plans and the things I intend, it'd make every curl on your head stand on end. When I make enough money out of one little boat, I'll put all my money in another little boat. I'll make twice as much out of two little boats. Then the first thing you know, I'll have four little boats, then eight little boats, then a fleet of little boats, then a great big fleet of great big boats. All catching herring, bringing them to shore, sailing out again and bringing in more and more and more and more.
Going to eat all that herring?
Well, they ain't gonna be herring. Gonna put them in cans and call them sardines. Gonna build a little sardine cannery. Then a big one. Then the biggest one in the country. Carrie, I'm gonna get rich on sardines. Oh, I mean, we're gonna get rich. You and me. Oh, I mean, you and me and all of us. The first year we're married, we'll have one little kid. The second year we'll go and have another little kid. You'll soon be darning socks for eight little feet.
Are you building up to another fleet?
We'll build a lot more rooms. Our dear little house will get bigger. Our dear little house will get bigger.
And so will my figure.
Carrie? Can you imagine what it'll be like when all the kids are upstairs in bed and you and me sit alone in the firelight? Me and Marm Chea, and you on my knee, maybe?
Maybe.
When the children are asleep, we'll sit and dream the things that every other dad and mother dream.
When the children are asleep and lights are low, if I still love you the way I love you today, you'll pardon me.
in the sailing away, away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day, for many and many a long, long day.
The people who live on land are hard to understand. When you're looking for fun, they clap you into jail. So I'm shipping off to sea, where life is gay and free, and a feller can flip a hook in the hip of a whale. Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away, away we'll go. Blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day. Rocking upon the sea, your boat will seem to be like a dear little baby in her bassinet. For she hasn't learned to walk, and she hasn't learned to talk, and her little behind is kinda inclined to be wet. Blow high, blow low, a whaling we will go. We'll go a whaling, a sailing away. Away we'll go, blow me high and low, for many and many a long, long day.
Μουσικούς μονολόγους μεγάλης διάρκειας συναντάμε συνήθως σε οπερατικά έργα και λιγότερο σε musical. Ιδιαίτερες περιπτώσεις που το τραγούδι ενός χαρακτήρα θα ξεπεράσει τα 5 λεπτά είναι το Old Man River από το Showboat του Kern, το Glitter and Be Gay από το Candide του Bernstein, για να έρθουμε σε ακόμα πιο πρόσφατους μουσικούς μονολόγους, κυρίως του Sondheim, στο Καρουσέλ. Ο κεντρικός ήρωας Billy Bigelow πηγαίνει έρχεται ανάμεσα σε δύο κόσμους προσπαθώντας να εξηλαιωθεί για τα λάθη της ζωής του. Λογικό είναι να τραγουδά έναν σχεδόν οκτάλεπτο μουσικό μονόλογο, ένα κομμάτι πρόκληση για άνδρες ερμηνευτές από το Frank Sinatra μέχρι τον Samuel Raimi ή τον μεγάλο John Reid που απολαμβάνουμε εμείς σήμερα.
But he'll have more common sense than his puddin'-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the mornings for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No potbelly baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on the river or peddle a pack on his back, or work up and down the street of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course, it takes talent to do that well. He might be a champ of the heavyweights, or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. Yeah, his mother'd like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No! chubby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully who boss him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped woman with blood like water, who give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him, wait a minute, could it be? Well, what if he is a girl? Bill. Bill. What would I do with her? What could I do for her, a bum with no money? You can have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of neat and petite little tin type of her mother. What a pair! I can just hear myself bragging about her. My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellers of 2 and 3. But my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. My little girl, my little girl, I gotta get ready before she comes. Gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gonna be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. Or steal it, or take it, or die.
Now look here, Orrin Peasley. You just keep your hands in your pockets if they're so cold.
This was a real nice plan, thing. We're mighty glad we came. The victuals we met were good, you bet. The company was the same. Our hearts are warm, our bellies are full, and we are feeling bright. This was a real nice family, and we all had a real good time.
First come codfish chowder, cooked in iron kettles, onions floating on the top, curling up in petals,
throwed in ribbons of salted pork,
and all New England trees,
and lapped them all up with a clam shell tied onto a bayberry stick.
Lobsters out of the driftwood fire. They sizzled and crackled and sputtered a song fitting for an angel's choir.
Fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's choir.
We slid them down the back and peppered them good and doused them in melted butter.
Then we tore away the claws and cracked them with our teeth, 'cause we weren't in the mood to putter.
Fitting for an angel's, fitting for an angel's, for an angel's choir.
Then at last hung the clams, steamed under rock, weed, and popping from the shells. Just how many of them galloped down our gullets, we couldn't say ourselves.
So
Something made him the way that he is, whether he's false or true. And something gave him the things that are his. One of those things is you.
Beautiful marble hall. Take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge of all. Let the Lord shout and yell, let his eyes flash flame. I promise not to quiver when he calls my name. Let him send me to hell, but before I go, I feel that I'm entitled to a hell of a show. One pink-faced angels on a purple cloud, twanging on their harps till their fingers get red. One organ music, let it roll out loud, rolling like a wave washing over my head. One every star in heaven hanging in the room, shining in my eyes when I hear my doom. Reckon my sins are good big sins, and the punishment won't be small. So take me before the highest throne and let me be judged by the highest judge.
Με μια ιστορική ηχογράφηση αυτή της αναβίωσης του έργου στα 1965 στο Lincoln Center της Νέας Υόρκης, Ξεκινήσαμε σήμερα τη μεθυστική μας μουσική κούρσα με τα αλογάκια του καρουσέλ των Richard Rodgers και Oscar Hammerstein. Δύο τόσο διαχρονικών δημιουργών που αν και έγραψαν το musical αυτό στα 1945, έσπασαν τα μία με το ίδιο έργο και το 2018 στην πιο πρόσφατη αναβίωση του έργου στο Broadway. Την νεότερη αυτή ηχογράφηση με τη Ρενέ Φλέμινγκ θα απολαύσουμε στην επόμενη μας εκπομπή. Προς το παρόν, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτεριλιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο. Υπόκληση.